Hi, this is Aviva Richmond from Mechon Hadar. How do we celebrate our anniversary? Shavuot and Simchat Torah are two holidays that celebrate the gift of Torah, but I'm often struck by how different these celebrations are. On Shavuot, we stay up all night and learn, engaging with the content of Torah, while on Simchat Torah we spend our time dancing and celebrating, not studying, Torah. Why is it that on Shavuot, the anniversary of our relationship with Torah, we don't joyfully dance around Torah, but open it up and engage more soberly with what Torah says? It was not always this way. A 14th century compendium of holiday practices describes a custom for Simchat Torah where adults threw apples off of the roofs of synagogues and children grabbed them below in great celebration. What do apples have to do with Simchat Torah, you might ask? Nothing. But, as historian Daniel Sperber explains, the symbolism becomes clear when one realizes that the custom originated on Shavuot, and not Simchat Torah. Apples are a symbol of love in the Song of Songs, and multiple midrashim associate the apple with Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, the wedding day of Israel and God. It was also a common practice to throw apples on a bridegroom. In other words, Shavuot was, at one time, more of a festive reenactment of a wedding day than a holiday devoted to passionate study. How did this anniversary celebration become so much more focused on content? The custom of all-night Torah study, Tikkun Leil Shavuot, first emerged among 16th century Kabbalists in Tzfat. The act of study was restricted to an elite circle, and it was about preparing for unification with the Shechina, the Divine Presence. It looked nothing like our contemporary learning grid of a myriad of topical shiurim and lectures. Instead, it was a fixed recitation, which had become standardized and widespread by the late 16th century. Three verses from the beginning and end of each Torah portion, the beginning and end of Mishnayot, passages from Kabbalistic works, the list of 613 mitzvot, and the Song of Songs. This list, jumping around from passage to passage, does not represent a sustained act of intellectual engagement with the content of Torah, but instead it's more of an emotional or symbolic act expressing love for Torah and all it contains. In fact, one Kabbalistic source describes the tikkun as a means to adorn the bride, that is, the Torah, and prepare her for the chuppah the next day. The origins of learning on Shavuot, then, are not so far away from earlier festive practices that were like reliving the wedding day. The Torah of Shavuot night was more like a sonnet than a shir. In the wake of a modern intellectualized approach to Torah learning, a new question surfaces. Can one engage in difficult Talmud study on the night of Shavuot instead of the traditional tikkun? Does toiling over learning, yigia, have any place on this festive anniversary? Rav Menashe Klein addresses this question posed by 20th century students. His response points toward a profound tension in how we define our relationship to Torah. At first, he affirms that real study of Torah involves deep and rigorous study. Quote, clearly, the central point in learning Torah is yigiat ha-Torah, toiling over Torah. The rabbis expounded that Torah is only filled by one who kills himself over it. The Mishnah teaches reward is in accordance with suffering, and Maimonides explains that Torah learned out of pleasure has no use and will not last. This rather harsh articulation claims that our engagement with Torah and Judaism isn't meant to be something nice, light, and enjoyable, certainly not a mindless recitation. Based on this part of his response, one could conclude that if our learning on the anniversary of Matan Torah on Shavuot is meant to be representative of our relationship with Torah, it should be rigorous and demanding. What if an anniversary wasn't just an evening of a romantic dinner or cheesecake, as it were, but actually an affirmation and celebration of how a relationship involves hard work and intensity? In this model of Yigia, we celebrate our relationship with Torah as a challenge that draws us in, demands our full attention, and asks us to rise into our largest selves. Yet, Rabbi Klein does not end here with a glorification of Talmud Torah that is about hard work. Instead, he bemoans ways in which the intellectual focus on Talmud Torah has eclipsed many beautiful customs, giving one anecdote of yeshiva boys who won't even stay at the Shabbat table to sing because they are in such a rush to return to Talmud study. As a model for Shavuot night, he turns to the story in the Passover Haggadah of four rabbis who stay up late telling the story of the Exodus. Surprisingly, he does not suggest that these rabbis were engaged in studying Torah all night, but instead he differentiates between Sipur, storytelling, and Talmud Torah. The learning of Shavuot night is analogous to the storytelling of that Passover evening. It carries the sweetness of a tradition that has a value separate from rigorous study. Even if hard work is essential, the anniversary of Matan Torah and our relationship with Torah and Judaism in general should not be overwhelmed by hard work and struggle. All of that yigia, all of that toil, is for naught if it is not framed by the sweetness of the relationship. Shavuot and Simchat Torah, then, model two approaches to our gift of Torah, the one a giddy expression of sheer joy, and the other a more sober engagement with the content of our relationship, asking real and maybe even hard questions. The range of practices we have seen suggests that these two poles should perhaps be more intertwined. On this Shavuot, in between jumping from one shiur to the next or looking up from a difficult text, it could be worth it to throw around some apples too. May our learning be with great desire, abounding joy, and heartfelt passion, to quote the words of a 20th century rabbi. For on this day it is decreed how many chidushim, how many new insights a person will have all year. An anniversary is not just about remembering a moment in the past, but about a commitment to renew and reframe a relationship each year. Chag Sameach.